Some even make up their own songs, including lyrics only they can understand.
Imagine your possessions. I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice, they all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their... with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
We'll be right back. are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle. That's right. It's Geekorama Week. That is Super Mario Brothers 2 that you hear in the background by a band called Mini Bosses, and I believe you can only find their stuff on the World Wide Web at their website, minibosses.com. But what was originally planned this week was Robin from the Inkstead Show was supposed to come in. He was supposed to come in at 1 o'clock when my show starts today and help me geek out just a bit. Basically, I don't know, just for the hell of it and also to provide some special programming, seeing as how this week is the last week of CITR's very first fun drive. So we decided that we wanted to put something special together, but Robin unfortunately could not show up, so it is up to me to uphold the geekiness, maybe, will you, for the next hour or so. So I've been playing a little bit of Nintendo-related music, and I plan to do so for the rest of the hour. When I first started to plan this week's show, I had a lot of bands lined up, a lot of Nintendo cover bands, a lot of Nintendo MIDI music and such, but then I realized that most of this music I found on the internet, and that is going to make things very difficult programming wise and such. But I will try to play as much geeky music as I can, and I also wanted to geek it up this week because for those of you who were unaware, this past weekend saw the launch of both the Sony PlayStation 3 and the new Nintendo console, the Nintendo Wii. Now, I'm not a huge Sony person myself. Oh man, this song is so awesome! I didn't line up for the Sony PlayStation 3 because there was no way in hell that I was going to get one. And there's no way in hell that I have like $600 to $700 extra to spend on something like that. But anyways, they only made 400,000 units for all of North America. I don't know if that's some kind of ploy to up the demand for Christmas, or maybe there was a problem and they couldn't make enough. I don't know what was up with that, but that is nowhere near as much as you need when you're launching a huge console such as the PS3. But funnily enough, seeing as how I'm such a huge nerd, I actually lined up before the sun rose this past Sunday to get a Nintendo Wii. And sadly, I didn't even get one on Sunday, which is the stupid thing. I was lining up at a couple places on Broadway at like 6:45 in the morning because I have been waiting 3 effing years to play that new Legend of Zelda game, and I'm not even joking. I heard about the new Legend of Zelda, the Twilight Princess game, like 3 years ago, or maybe it was more than that. And I've been waiting so long just to play that game. So I decided that I was going to line up, something that I've never really done before for anything. I was gonna line up and get a Wii and get the Legend of Zelda game and play the hell out of it. But that didn't even happen because I got there at 6:45 and like there were more than 100 people at the places that I was going to. So I decided to go home and sleep, which was an okay idea as well. And I got a Nintendo Wii the other day on the Wednesday, maybe? Was it Wednesday? No, yesterday was Wednesday. Tuesday. Because I phoned my mom and I told her to go find me one. And she did, and it was awesome, but I haven't played it yet because I have essays. And I don't know why I'm rambling on about this. I only got an hour of sleep last night. That might be it. Yeah, it's really not cool when, you know, the sun's coming up and you're like, I should probably go to bed now. Yeah, not so awesome. But anyways, I digress. This week, again, you've probably heard that this is CITR's very first fun drive. We have raised close to $10,000 right now. Please, help make our wildest dreams come true. And when I say our wildest dreams, really, I am just saying that we need to improve a few things here around CITR, and we can only do so with your help because CITR has over 200 volunteers. 200 volunteers, but we can't rely on the goodwill and the charity, thank you, of others for very long, so we decided to host our very first fun drive. So we're asking you, fair listener, to please please be kind enough to donate maybe a bit of money to CITR. We can use it to improve the station, to help make CITR reach more listeners and such. And you can donate, I think the minimum, yes, the minimum is $25. And for $25, you get a Friends Of card, which helps you get discounts at certain places around town. And you also get a free CD, which is pretty cool as well. And not only do you get that, but this week, if you phone in and donate $25 during my show, I will throw in a free pair of tickets to go see And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead. They are playing December 10th at the Croatian Cultural Center, and they're playing with the Blood Brothers and Celebration. So, oh, the music, it's done. I'm totally going to play this again because I can listen to this for a long time. but yes, if you phone in and donate, the number is 604. Damn it! I hate how this place is a mess. 604-822-8648. That spells UBC unit. If you phone that number anytime between now and 2 o'clock and donate $25, which is the minimum, you'll already get the little giveaway pack of the Friends card and the CD, but I will throw in a free pair of tickets to go watch And You'll Know Us by the Trail of Dead. And when you think about that, all that stuff that you're getting is well worth over $25. Two tickets, a Friends Of card, which is worth $15, and a CD. So, not a bad deal, if I have to say so myself. So all you have to do is phone in. That's 604-822-8648. Call in, say that you would be kind enough, please, to donate a mere $25 to CITR's very first fun drive, and just make mention that you are listening to my show, which is called We All Fall Down, and that you would like to win the tickets to go see And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead. See, that's how awesome I am. I'm so willing to give up these tickets for you just because we want your support. And come on, what has CITR done for you? We've probably done a lot. We've probably played your band once or twice. Come on, admit it now. I'll probably shut up now and play some more geeky music. Maybe I'm going to try and play as much geeky music as I can, but if that doesn't work out because of technical difficulties, because you know what happens around CITR, then I'll probably just try to play some music that I usually play, a little bit of the punk rock, a little bit of the metal, and a little bit of the hardcore, but we'll see how it goes. So once again, to the first person that calls in 822-8648 to donate $25, you will get free tickets to And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead and the Blood Brothers, both bands which just released new albums. I think that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah. night. The void is holding me tight. It doesn't feel right.
Live on my imperfect dream. The bitter was felt. See by the dream.
The void is holding me tight. It doesn't feel right.
Live on my imperfect dream. The bitter was felt. See by the dream. The void is the light of book me.
It doesn't feel right.
This next band that I'm going to play doesn't necessarily use a MIDI keyboard. Why don't I tell you who I just played? I just played Horse the Band off of their album, The Mechanical Hand. That song was called A Million Exploding Suns. I'm sorry, I don't know what that has to do with video games. But they sounded pretty cool. I quite like the MIDI keyboard. I'm such a dweeb. I'm so sorry. But the next band that I'm playing doesn't make use of the MIDI keyboard or they don't really sample any Nintendo music, which is a bit of a disappointment, but they're all right, I'd have to say. The reason I'm playing them, though, is because of their band name. Their band name is Up Up Down Down Left Right BA Start. Wait, yes. And do you know what that is a reference to? Of course you do. That is the Konami code. And for those of you out there that don't know what the Konami code, let me tell you what it is. I believe it was a bit before my time, so if I get this wrong, you'll have to excuse me, but I believe it was for the Super Nintendo. I believe it was the Super Nintendo system, and basically Konami was a software developer, and they made it so that if no matter what Konami game you played, if you put in this code, the up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start, it would unlock some kind of secret or goodie or a secret level or something like that in every Konami game that you played. So that was something sweet that, you know, you could look forward to if you played a Konami game. I haven't played Super Nintendo in so long because I have a Wii. I'm so excited. I'm such a nerd. I'm so sorry. But this is, I'm just going to call them the Konami code. Which reminds me of another band that I should play. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you wanted to phone in and donate money, I made a boo-boo. Well, not really a boo-boo. I didn't know. Usually the number that you're supposed to phone is 822-8648. But I went to go check up on that, and Bryce Dunn was all like, you can't give them that number because the phone's dead. And that's totally not my fault. But if you would care to donate money, again, I apologize. The number that you can call, there's an alternate phone number, which apparently I was supposed to announce as well, is 822-1242. 1242. What does that spell? I didn't even have time to figure that out. But 1242-1242. Right. And hopefully someone will pick up. Man, we need more help here at the station. Therefore, we need your support. Therefore, we need your money. That is all I have to say. And also, this is The Legend of Zelda. It is. But redone by, what are they called? The Neskimos? The net, like, NES, like Nintendo Entertainment System, the Neskimos. Yep, they're doing a little cover, a little rockin' cover of the Zelda 2 theme song, which I quite like. I love The Legend of Zelda. You know, I'm actually seriously considering getting a Legend of Zelda tattoo because that video game has impacted my life so much. So much so that my sisters and I have two younger sisters, and we're all very, very geeky, and we all quite like The Legend of Zelda, and we're all thinking of maybe in the future getting a Legend of Zelda tattoo together. Yeah, I could go into that, but it might just get really awkward or really boring, or I don't know, but I'm just not going to. What am I going to play for you now? I actually, after we've had our little fill of this Zelda, Legend of Zelda cover, I have a request for a band called the Forgotten Rebels. Not really anything to do with video games, but I also kind of need, like, a CD to play while I look up more game-related music on Tay Interweb, if you will. So, without further ado, this is a request for the Forgotten Rebels on CITR. Then perhaps after that, we'll continue with Geekorama, because I love nerds. I love nerds so much.
Hey, you guys and girls. Hey, I want to tell you some two very important things about the Forgotten Rebels. One, our first album, which some of you may have, but most of you don't, is coming back out. You're gonna have some in this city. And what's more important, there will be a third Forgotten Rebels album. And it will be dedicated to the fans of London, because this is the first gig we played. Hey, and the third thing, I bet you didn't know this, but Mike, it's my birthday today.
I'm 24.
24, man. Can you believe that? I'm not old.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, you motherfucker.
Happy birthday to you.
Fuck! flies from rancid steps, decaying on the deep blue sea. Bits and pieces here and there, from the from our country. Fucking flesh to the fish. Now, you know what this song is? It's the song that we attempted during the first set when I was all smacked out. Now that the rush is over, white trash of America lives on.
It's all pinchy. Hurts. Robin.
It hurts.
Robin is wearing a shirt that says Attack of the Giant Leeches.
Word.
Rocking did you...
I don't think you turned my... There we go.
Sorry.
I was feeling left out there for a second.
I was just trying to string you along, hoping that you'd get it. And...
Robin, keep coming in the booth early and won't leave.
Oh, damn it. He smells pretty bad.
I've only been bathing in E. coli turbidity water.
Oh.
Oh, turbidity.
I really hate this boiling water thing.
Yeah, I've just been drinking a lot of beer.
See, I don't drink, like Mexico. So I can't. Like, I went to 7-Eleven and there were signs all over the place that said, don't worry, we have a 5-step filtration process for all of our beverages, so, like, our water is okay. So I went over to go get some tasty 7-Eleven beverages, but all their Slurpee machines were empty. So
who's gonna have a Slurpee in November?
I don't know. I was just there like late at night the other day, and
you just needed that like school time sugar rush.
Well, I was there with a friend, and I was like, I'll just get a Slurpee. Oh wait, I can't because everybody else beat me to it.
Boo earned. Boo or was it? Earned. Was it like 2 a.m?
It was pretty close.
Because sometimes they turn the machines off late in the night.
Oh,
I hate that. I used to live like right by 7-Eleven. I'd try going late at night. And I would go and it would be shut down.
Oh, I always just assumed that people naturally thought, well, if I can't drink water, I might as well drink a Slurpee.
They like to say they're cleaning the machines, but I have a feeling those things have never been cleaned.
Yeah. Do you ever see anyone cleaning those things?
They're cleaning, quote unquote. Cleaning with their spit.
Cleaning with their spit. If you think about like things that get cleaned, you know, in movie theaters, how like the floors are always like sticky and gross and stuff like that.
Yeah, I went to see Meet the Feebles at the Fox Cinema on Main Street. Speaking of theaters that get cleaned,
my sister used to work at a movie theater, and like they washed the floors every night, and then like so. Like, the floors were relatively clean, but then when I sat down, like, the seats were kind of sticky, too. And she's like, come to think of it, we've never cleaned the chairs.
Well, this one time.
The floors are probably cleaner than the chairs in the movie theaters. Do they clean the chairs in the movie theaters?
I have a dirty chair story. At the Tinseltown Cinema, someone I was with who will remain nameless sat down in the seat and didn't realize until the movie was over that her bottom was wet because the seat was wet. Oh, and it's Tinseltown, so you just know it's got to be bad.
Why?
It's just like, oh.
Maybe someone just spilled a drink.
Apparently she touched her bottom and smelt her hand. And it wasn't soda pop. It was golden soda pop.
But yeah, the next time you're in a movie theater, think about that. They don't clean the seats.
Check the seat.
They sweep the floors and they mop the floors because that's the obvious one, but they don't clean the seats.
My question is, you're out, what do you do? Your bottom is wet. Do you do the old yuppie sweater around the waist thing?
It depends. Was you wearing dark pants?
Yeah.
Okay, you can get away with that,
I think.
If you're wearing like lighter pants, like khakis, then
ooh.
Yeah, that'd be
Guys gotta be careful wearing khakis.
Yeah, I would do the whole sweater wraparound thing. There's really not much else you can do.
I don't like the look, though. It's not as bad, though, as the sweater over the shoulder, arms down over the pec region.
But why would you have a stain in that area unless someone like stabbed you in the back with a knife and you were bleeding?
What if you sit really low on seats? Okay. I'm sorry for anyone listening right now.
Yeah.
Don't forget to call in to give us money.
So we have better things to talk about. Somehow it'll...
Well, on the Ink Stud show, which is up next, I have comics to give away beyond...
Beyond your wildest imagination.
Well, beyond the regular goodies that you get. You get the regular goodies when you give money, and you get these awesome comics.
Mm-hmm. And the number to phone is 822-1242. I was giving another number before, but that it's a cordless phone, and apparently that one's dead. But with your support, we can buy more phones over CITR. $25 can get a new phone, right?
Yep.
Come
get
on.
Get a new phone, and then you get a new comic book.
And
Curses by Kevin Huizenga.
But if you phone before 2 o'clock, you actually get the regular giveaway stuff, and I'm giving away tickets to a show as well.
Ooh, nice.
And you'll know it's by the Trail of Dead. So.
Well, they can get the comics, too, since I'm here.
Yeah.
If
so,
you want the comics, just call and ask about the comics. Bryce is there. He will fill you in with the details.
That's 822-1242. So if you want comics or if you want tickets, let Bryce know, and he will hook it up.
And I got to say, normally... Sometimes when I get stuff to give away, it's always crap.
Yeah.
This is awesome. These are my favorite comics of the year.
I check those out, and they're all like hardcover, too.
Yeah. Sweet. You could hurt someone with them.
You can a bludgeoning object. Have you played Gauntlet Legends?
Yes.
I love that game. I'm in such a video game mood
Elf
right now.
Needs food badly.
I like food.
I went to the butcher shop the other day, and it was so dead there. The crazy younger butcher, he was going on a rant about how he spent the weekend driving around, standing in line for the Wii, even though he'd already got his.
What?
And telling people, oh, yeah, I already have one. It was weird. I'm like, why don't you just try and sell it off to some desperate father of five kids?
I would have bought it, no.
I'm going to, like, auction it off, man. Find two pissed off parents that just want to get it bought.
Well, but you see, with the Wii. The Wii, though, they've made, like, millions. And people, like, stores got shipments, second shipments, the day that it came out. So, like, they made more than enough. It wasn't hard to get one.
Yeah, but who wants to stand in line? And you could be the old, oh, they might be all out.
No, but places were posting how many they had.
Oh.
I was there. I know.
Fine.
If you had a PS3, though, PS3s on eBay... are going for $15,000.
Jesus Christ,
I am
people.
Not kidding you. Like, there are two types of PS3s. You can get the standard version for, like, $600, and then the souped up for, like, $200 more or something like that. But I think the standard version is, like, selling on eBay for, like, $15,000.
Here's what I want for Christmas. Give me one of those now. I'll sell it on eBay and
I will buy you so much stuff with the profit that I make.
Man, I'm going to get some nice whiskey. Okay. Can't drink the water. I got to drink something.
Yeah,
then again, I can't put it on ice now either. Unless it's old ice. Damn you, turbidity. Damn you.
Damn you.
So what kind of music you got?
I played a whole lot of geeky music, but right now I'll dedicate this to you because I feel that I can kind of half relate to this song.
Word.
Word up.
West Coast, y'all.
If you could see the gangsta signs that Robin's throwing down, you can.
Right now I'm showing the blood symbol.
I can totally do that one. It takes a while, though, so I'm not.
See, I can just flash it. I don't even need to. You know, most people have to, like, put their fingers into place.
Yeah.
I just do it on cue.
Oh. Okay.
I'm a gangsta.
Indeed. True dat. Bones. We totally suck.
We're trying to do the props fist thing, like a bunch of white guys on Big Brother or something. But it just didn't work.
Well, I'm not white.
I'm very white.
You're white, and you're pretty nerdy as well.
Yeah. Narf, narf.
Yeah. Damn it. Come on.
That hurts.
I'm sorry.
Don't make me cry.
Like I told you, I'm trying to play things off of the internet. You see, if that had played properly right away, that would have been like the best segue ever. And apparently the Internet Explorer is having a problem.
It's having issues. Does it need tissues for its issues?
You know what I'm going to do?
Someone call Explorer an ambulance?
This is why we need your support. It was playing fine a while ago. I was attempting to play Weird Al's White and Nerdy.
Hey now.
But that just didn't work out for me.
No.
Because this computer is kind of slow and stupid. So I'm just going to play some MC Lars. Off of the laptop EP. He's white and nerdy. So it's
oh my god, he's wearing a Batman t-shirt.
And aviators. So it's almost as good as Weird Al, but not really. Not at all.
No.
Oh.
Oh. Someone's banging something. Oh, we got the new Weird Al. Woo! Okay, we'll play.
Thanks, Luke. Did you want to play this instead?
Let's play it. Oh, yeah.
Did you want to, Robin?
Let's play it.
Oh,
let's rock
Robin,
it.
Robin's getting all hot and bothered.
It comes with an awesome weird case. Oh, Weird Al, I love you. Weird Al was one of my earliest CDs I ever got.
Me too.
Or not CDs, records. My first CD.
You had it on vinyl?
Oh, kids. My first CD was Dayglo Abortion's Fetus of Fetus.
Wow.
Classy band.
Mm-hmm. Weird Al.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to White and Nerdy now and shut up about all these things. 822-1242. Word up.
Get comics.
Oh, come on, people. Am I doing something wrong?
Which CD player do you have?
It's in CD2.
Well, then press CD2.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm white and nerdy?
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna roll with the gangsters, but so far they all think I'm too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Really, really white and nerdy.
At MIT, got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry, Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out, got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places, ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I set the place ablaze. There's no killer app I haven't run, at Pascal, well I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I can sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. Here's the part I sing on.
You see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm white and nerdy?
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
How'd I get so white and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics. You know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. Websites. While my friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. In my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy in the extreme and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
All because I'm white and nerdy.
Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna bowl with the gangsters. Well, it's obvious I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
Hey, England, let's kick it.
Cops without guns and the NME. Should I watch the BBC or should I watch the BBC? Look at these crazy coins. Is this Lord of the Rings? Pounds and pence and princes and queens. Flip side experience? Well, not really. More familiar than Russia or Chile. Up for cricket or squash or the London Zoo. Look, you hate George Bush and we do too. Fab music scene though. UK bands are ace and you guys are the most polite of the human race. Fish and chips, crumpets, bangers and mash. Shakespeare, Dunn, Sid Vicious and The Clash. You love our movies, we kinda like yours. We love the way you talk,
please help us in these wars.
You stop saying fab, we stop saying groovy. Our Scotland is Canada, you saw the South Park movie.
I love England and vice versa. American perspective in these vice verses. Tea time, jolly good caffeine rush. Looks, a red phone booth and a double-decker bus. I love England, so let's both ignore the bus, a tea party, or that silly East Coast war. Oxford, London, and Guildford too. Rocking your PAs when I come to visit you.
The Florida incident, democracy at work, but we still got love for your boy Edmund Burke. If it weren't for us, you'd be speaking German, but then we gave you Hanson and Pee Wee Herman. You gave us the Beatles and you gave us the Who. We gave you Criss Cross and Vanilla Ice too. You gave us Chicken Run and the Teletubbies. We gave you McDonald's and got you chubby. You think we're all trailer trash, obnoxious and noisy, but that's just Springer, Ricky Lake and Boise. We're friendly and fake and proud of our nation. Overweight, wasting gas, hedonic civilization. We're so happy, mad, overworked, compulsive winners. Strong facade but insecure, just think Seymour Skinner. We're obsessed with image, old age and fat. Technology, death, and our dogs and cats. The Super Bowl shopping, SUVs and money. Santa Claus hygiene and the Easter Bunny. But bigger is better and we love our TV. From LA to Boston to Nashville, Tennessee. And yes, 1/4 of Americans own guns, in case you come back to punish your sons. But Mother Britain, listen, there's still a tie that binds us. The US isn't perfect, you don't have to remind us.
I love England and vice versa. American perspective in these vice verses. Tea time, jolly good caffeine rush. Look, a red phone booth and a double-decker bus. I love England, so let's both ignore the bus, the tea party, or that silly East Coast war. Oxford, London, and Guildford too. Rocking your PAs when I come to visit you. I love England and vice versa. American perspective in these vice verses. Tea time, jolly good caffeine rush. Look, a red phone booth and a double-decker bus. I love England, so let's both ignore the bus, the tea party, or that silly East Coast war. Oxford, London, and Guildford too.
Rocking your PAs when I come to visit you.
Castlevania 3.
So many levels of awesomeness.
Level 1.
Awesomeness.
That was by a band called Year 200X.
This is awesome music that you're playing for us. I really like We All Fall Down.
Oh, God.
You want, like, how you're a geek for us?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
The
mouth breather.
I didn't clean up my braces for a couple of days, so I got 2 minutes stuck in it.
Oh, God. It's funny because that probably happened to you.
Shut up.
I have a request for a non-Nintendo related band called Derail. They're a local band, so I'll play it because I'm a nice and awesome person.
Right. Don't forget, Fun Drive.
Fun.
822-1242.
Putting the fun back in
into
fun.
Drive.
Oh. Wait, can I make a car analogy to this? Like,
it's like driving to Funland.
No, like putting the car into fun.
It's drive.
Fun drive.
We need money so we can get proper training so we know what we're saying.
So we know what we're going to do.
We don't want it to be too much like college radio where it's...
Where?
Why don't we just not say anything? That was a great track.
Yeah. Or it's dead air. Dead air.
Yeah, that's the Inkstead show on Bomb Next.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was supposed to have Beto Hernandez as my guest this week, mm-hmm. but I screwed up not remembering that today is Thanksgiving Day in the States. It's like their biggest holiday next to Christmas. So I like, I'll give more stories later of my ineptness.
Oh,
my
dear.
Apologies to Mr. Hernandez for calling him this morning going, I realized that we blah, 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 blah. You know.
Oh.
Moral of the story is I'm going to play a lot of music in the next hour.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be good music.
It's going to be music by cartoonists.
Oh, interesting. Ah. And Robin has a lot of comics to give away for the fun drive as well. So
yeah.
If you feel like you need a new comic book, maybe.
And it's maybe not just anything. Any comic book. It's all the books are awesome. I own mm-hmm. all of them. And they're all books I would, if I lost them, I would replace them. You know, even though I've read them because they're so good.
Awesome.
Awesomeness.
That is so awesome. I don't know. I got an hour of sleep last night. Like, the sun was coming up, and I was like, I better go to bed now.
You poor students.
Yeah, I know. That's the way it goes.
That'll be me next semester. I took this semester off so I could drink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to stop talking now. This is... I'm going to cut you off. Cut from the team. This is a local band called Derail on CITR.
Anyway, don't.
Oh, you know what I figured out? I thought the headphones were just really quiet, so I kept turning the headphones up. But it's only because the headphones only work on one side.
Who earns?
Yeah.
Who earns?
Who earns? We need new headphones at CITR.
Bonk, yes, bonk the mic.
Indeed.
I bonk the mic like I rock the mic. Like I'm Dolomite.
I'm done here. I'm done. Thank you very much to everyone that phoned in today, that tuned in and listened. I appreciate each and every one of you. And you can check out my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I will do my best to find out who the bands I played today were. Some of them I just, like, they were just random MP3s I found on the internet. But I will do the research necessary to let you guys know who they were.
The excellence. Turn up the rock.
Turn down the sock. Turn down the sock. And you can also yoink my podcast from CITR.ca or iTunes. Coming up next, we have Robin and the Inkstead Show. And perhaps I'll stick around for some... Oh, Cub?
Yeah, I'm going to play some Cub.
Cuddlecore.
94.
I will leave you off with a song that I played a while ago, but it's so awesome, and I'll probably never, ever get a chance to play it again. So, yeah. Indeed.
CITR 101.9. Remember to call up 822-1242. Fun Drive and donate. Get some awesome comics. Not the if you drive. Wish to donate. You have to donate.
If you are listening, we know where you live.
We do.
Yeah. Fun Drive. Tomorrow is the last day. So if you're thinking about it, then perhaps today, right now, would be a good time to phone. Right?
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
On 822-1242. I will leave you off now with, you'll figure it out. You guys are smart people.
I didn't figure it out.
Yeah, you didn't.
Have you heard? The AMS has reopened the Sexual Assault Support Center. SASC has a great new location in rooms 119 A and B on the main floor of the sub, right across from McInnes Field. And we have full-time hours now, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call ahead and make an appointment to suit your schedule, or drop in whenever the need arises. The SASC works within a feminist, anti-oppression perspective to provide support in the form of one-on-one counseling, accompaniments, advocacy, information, and referrals to male, female, and trans-identified survivors of violence. We also provide support and information for survivors' friends, family members, and partners. All the services provided at SASC are free, confidential, and non-judgmental. We work with you to identify and support your decisions about your needs. For more information, call 604-827-5180 or visit rooms 119A and B in the sub.
Starting November 10th to the 24th, CITR 101.9 FM begins its first funding drive. What this means is you, the listener, can donate to improve CITR's quality. But that's not all. Your donation gets you loads of CITR swag.
A $25 donation gets you one friends card and one CD. $45 donations gets you two friends cards and two CDs. A $60 donation gets you one friends card, two CDs, and one t-shirt. For those of you highfalutin CITR listeners, a $101.90 donation gets you two friends cards, three CDs, one CITR shirt, and one limited edition CITR shirt designed by local indie artists Danny Vashon and Andy Dixon. A $150 donation gets you two friends cards, five CDs, one CITR shirt or bag, and one limited edition t-shirt. And a $250 donation gets you two friends cards, 10 CDs, two CITR shirts or bags, and two limited edition CITR t-shirts.
So please tune in to CITR 101.9 FM's very first fun drive, starting Friday, November 10th to the 24th. A real hood wouldn't be that pretty. I ain't here for no problems. The beef is less biting than most sides.